is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 9th of January, 2013. It's the birthday of the playwright Brian Friel, born in County Tyrone, Ireland, 1929. Went to seminary, decided not to become a priest, dropped out, became a school teacher. And the year he turned 30, one of his stories appeared in the New Yorker magazine, and he was so encouraged he quit teaching to write full-time. The Irish theater director Tyrone Guthrie was a fan of Brian Friel's stories in the New Yorker, and when the Guthrie Theater had its opening in Minneapolis in 1963, Guthrie invited Brian Friel to come along to America and to watch the rehearsal and production process of Hamlet. And within a year, Friel had written his first stage play for production, Philadelphia, Here I Come, about a young man named Gareth O'Donnell leaving his village in County Donegal and heading for America. The play had its premiere in Dublin, 1964, then London, then Broadway, was very popular. He wrote some more plays in the 70s, then had a long spell of writer's block in the mid-80s. Went to see the London opening of a Chekhov adaptation, and afterward went for a walk along the Thames with a friend. They saw some homeless people huddled there in the cold. Friel mentioned that two of his spinster aunts had left Ireland to go to London, ended up alone and homeless, and he decided to write about his aunts. And that was his play Dancing at Lunasun. It was the most commercially successful play of his life, and in 1998 was made into a movie starring Meryl Streep. It's the birthday of Simone de Beauvoir, born in Paris in 1908. She went off to the Sorbonne, and there she met her lifelong partner, Jean-Paul Sartre. They fell in love, but instead of getting married, they decided to form a pact. They would each have affairs with other people, but they would tell each other everything, and they would meet regularly in a cafe and show each other whatever they were working on. And Jean-Paul Sartre went off to write his book Being and Nothingness in 1943, and Simone de Beauvoir, her book The Second Sex in 1949, in which she wrote, "One is not born a woman, one becomes one." It was one of the first arguments that the difference between the sexes was the result of culture, not nature, and it helped to found the modern feminist movement. Here's a poem for today by Diane Derhovenessian, entitled Secret of Life. Once during the war, on a bus going to Portsmouth, a Navy Yard worker told me the secret of life. The secret of life, he said, can never be passed down one generation to the other. The secret of life, he said, is hunger. It makes an open hand. The secret of life is money, but only the small coins. The secret of life, he said, is love. You become what you lose. The secret of life, he said, is water. The world will end in flood. The secret of life, he said, is circumstance. If you catch the right bus at the right time, you will sit next to the secret teller who will whisper it in your ear. The poem Secret of Life by Diane Derhovenessian, from Selected Poems of Diane Derhovenessian, published by Sheep Meadow Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.